To all those who believe. To all those who believe. Chapter 1. Just a fairy in a forest wonderland. The emerald green of the forest top glowed with a hue of magical light. Rays of bright yellow sunlight effortlessly found the gaps between the leaves and the treetops above, shining down, creating kaleidoscopic patterns that looked like bright mandalas on the forest floor. The ground, soft and moist, was covered in darker greens. Moss, creepers, grass, and ferns. Mushrooms sprouted up in the shadows. Butterflies danced in the playful light. Bugs worked hard, carrying heavy loads, and fantastically colored flowers had started opening themselves to the gleaming warmth of the sun. It was a picture of paradise. Suddenly, noisily, the peace was broken. It was the birds who panicked first, a cacophony of frantic song as they rose from the trees, wings furiously aflap, their warning echoing through the peace. Creatures scurried across the forest floor, ferrets, squirrels, wild mice, a porcupine. Their movement was urgent and flustered, fleeing, but from what? Then, just as suddenly, there was another sound, aggressive and menacing. Machines, big, loud, angry ones. Bulldozers, trenchers, scrapers, and excavators. Large, yellow, and bullying. They ploughed their way into the peace, ripping up all the life from the forest floor. It felt as if the entire wood was weeping from pain and the promise of death. It was the most harrowing destruction, wrought down in an instant. Maya awoke in a huff, startled by an invisible clap. Had it come from this side or dream side? She was unsure. Her dreams were always vivid and dazzling. They often felt real, but the one that had led her back to wakefulness on the sunny morning had been particularly lifelike. It hadn't been pretty. She had seen from up close the destruction of a forest. Thousands upon thousands of trees mauled down. Near her, too. She had heard the frantic chattering of hysterical birds as their homes were decimated. Furry creatures scurrying as they tried in vain to save their babies from marauding bulldozers ripping through their lush wood. There was screeching and squealing and snarling, hisses and snorts. It was as if the entire forest were convulsing with fright, wailing in pain, crying out its anguish, frightful, brutal, evil. But just a dream. Maya sat up in her bed and rubbed her eyes, shaken. These dreams had been happening more regularly of late. Awful scenes seared into her consciousness, realistic and nearby. What were they? Why was she having them? What did they mean? Maya looked around her room. The sunshine was beaming into it through the crack in the sunflower print curtains. Yesterday's clothes were lying on the floor, her trainer's soles still caked with mud from her play in the forest. Having orientated herself, she felt less befuddled and allowed the sunbeam to fade the scary images in her mind, like mist melted away by the rays of the sun. She shuffle-jumped out of bed, grabbed some clean underwear from her cupboard, tossed yesterday's pair into the laundry bag hanging from her wardrobe door, and pulled on her shorts and t-shirt, the same ones that she had worn the day before. It was school holidays and Maya loved reveling in some rebellious filth. During the holidays, her mother released the bath time shackles of the school term, and Maya imagined herself as some sort of forest critter, unkept and muddy, happily soiled in the earth's magic dust. Once dressed, she bounced her way to the kitchen of the small two-bedroom cottage she shared with her mother. She helped herself to a banana from the fruit bowl. Maya lived a happy and peaceful life, an exciting one too. She lived in the forests of a small village near the sea. She hadn't always lived there, but had done so now for a few years, since just after her 10th birthday, which was when her mother had decided that she had had enough of the big city and that it was time for a change. Her mother, Ella, worked as a bookkeeper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?